I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. It does not matter what your skill is, doesn't matter your location, your age, your resources, your lack of resources. The Leap, ladies and gentlemen, is a decision. All capital letters. D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N. Decision.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish. For 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Sound check 1212. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the schedule, date, time, and location. And on top of all that, you get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy, to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. All this combined, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is greatness is never an accident. You want to be great at what you do. You want to be the best at what you do. You want to be a legend at what you do. It will not happen by accident. It can only happen if you're intentional about it. And I thought of this when I was listening to some Jay-Z. Now, those of you who are from a younger generation, you may not be that much of a fan of Jay-Z, but Jay-Z was the guy in rapping when I was coming up. We're talking from the mid to late 90s into the 2000s. Jay-Z was the guy in rap music. And I remember his Volume 2 album was the album that really made me think of today's topic. And for those of you who don't know that, the depth of the Jay-Z story, at least, I mean, there's a whole lot to the Jay-Z story. He could tell it better than me. But what happened after his second album, Volume 1, he went on tour with this guy, Puff Daddy, because Puff Daddy and his team was dominating hip-hop music at the time. Him and this guy, Mace, had teamed up, and they started making all these shiny suit dancing records, and it was dominating. Everybody was buying it. Everybody was into it. And Jay-Z's style, he was respected. He had been critically acclaimed from his first album. His second album wasn't as good as the first one, but it was still a solid album, and everyone knew Jay-Z was a good rapper. Jay-Z was a rap star. But then after the second album came out, he went on tour. He was the opening act on Puff Daddy's No Way Out tour. And after a few dates on that tour, he actually had a conversation with Puff Daddy and let him know, listen, I'm going to leave the tour. And Puff gave him his blessing. He left the tour. And Jay-Z had did an interview shortly after that and was asked, hey, why did you leave Puff Daddy's tour? Why would you leave that tour? It's the biggest thing out right now. You're not as big as Puff Daddy. Why would you leave that tour? And Jay-Z said, I felt like I was selling myself short. And they asked him in the same interview, well, what are you going to do next now that you left that tour? And he said, I'm going to get into that office. And basically he was saying, I'm going to start building a real business. I'm going to build a real record company here that I have with my company, Rockefeller, because he had the company already from when he first came out, but it was just Jay-Z. Then he started signing other artists. He signed Beanie Siegel. He got Memphis Bleek putting his music out. These few other artists he signed and really made it into a company to the point where it didn't have to just be Jay-Z for Rockefeller to put something out. It didn't have to be Jay-Z. There were other guys putting stuff out. And he really took himself, when he put his next album out, which was the Volume 2 album, it sold 5 million copies. He used the sample from the Annie musical for his song Hard Knock Life. And that album took Jay-Z from rap star to pop superstar. He made a leap from being very good at what he did to being a legend at what he did when he made that second album. And I guarantee you that he did not do that by accident. And when I did my virtual mentors episode on Jay-Z, I actually talked about this in detail. And if you go to dreallday.com/podcast and just use the find function on your browser and search Jay-Z, you can listen to that full episode where I talked about this in detail. Now, Bill Simmons, my favorite sports writer, he talks about the leap, and he uses capital letters, the leap. Well, what he's referring to when he says it is when a person goes from being recognized as good, solid, they're a productive member of whatever it is they're doing. Usually he's talking about sports, but then they take the leap from there to being a superstar. The leap from being very good or even being a star, or the best player on their team, recognized as really good, to being like, oh my God, this guy's must-see TV. We got to watch this person. And every team doesn't have a player who's taking a leap. There aren't too many of them out there. Aren't too many superstars. If you watch basketball, how many superstars are there? They're not that many. It's not enough to put one on every single team. And now they're teaming up anyways. It's not enough even if you disperse them all through individual teams. And as I said, when I was listening to some Jay-Z, it made me think of this topic, greatness never being an accident. So let's get right into it. Number one, disclaimer that I'm going to give to this whole thing. Point number one, being great, taking your game to another level, or making that leap that I talked about from Bill Simmons, this is absolutely not a requirement, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to do this. If you don't want to be great, you don't want to take things, what you're doing, to another level, you don't want to make the leap, if you want to just be really good, you can do that. You don't have to go to this level. You can be successful. You can make money. You can have a career. You can have customers and clients and be happy and be known without doing this. You can be very good. You can be a star at what you do, be known as very good, be a known commodity, something that people will go to, and be absolutely fine. Okay? As Jay-Z said in one of his songs, if skills sold, truth be told, I would probably be lyrically Talib Kweli. And what he was saying in that line is, if skills was the thing that made me a whole lot of money, if I can make millions and millions of dollars just by having rap skills, I would rap like this other rapper whose name is Talib Kweli. He's known as a solid rapper, but just having skills alone isn't what's going to make me millions and millions of dollars, which is what Jay-Z was saying in the song. He later on said in the song, dumbed down for my audience and doubled my dollars. His point being, I took the fact that I had a whole lot of skill, realized that just having skill wasn't enough for me. I had to do something different. So I stopped showing so much of my skill, made everything that I was rapping about much more simple, and made a whole lot more money from it. He decided to do that. You understand what I'm saying? Because today's topic is greatness has never been an accident. Jay-Z's version of greatness, because greatness is a relative term, right? We could say Talib Kweli is a great rapper, but his is more skill. He didn't dumb down for his audience. Jay-Z decided to dumb down for his audience to make himself recognized as great by the masses of people who listen to music, which is what he did. And that's why I said Jay-Z went from being a rap star to a pop culture superstar, because he dumbed down what he was saying, made it much simpler that anyone could understand it. People who knew nothing about the life that he was talking about could really understand it and sing along to it and dance to it. And it made him a whole lot more money, because Jay-Z's outcome, the key word, was to make a whole lot of money. Now, you got to figure out what your outcome is. And again, what is the recipe? Jay-Z knew what the recipe was. He knew what recipe did not work. And then he found out what recipe did work. Point number two, today's topic is greatness is never an accident. At the professional level of what you do, if you are at the professional level, meaning if someone's paying you for doing what you do, understand that everyone who also has that position, everyone who's also offering what you offer, everybody has skill. Everyone's educated. And most of them have experience. Some of them may have more experience than you. And a lot of whatever else it is that makes you special, whatever it is that got you to the point that you're at right now, where you're getting paid, you got a nice position, you got a certain number of customers, you got a certain amount of recognition, you got some followers on social media, whatever it is that you have right now, there are other people at your same position, same level, who have skill, education, experience, and all of that other stuff. And whatever it is that made you great at the amateur level before you got to where you are, there are people who moved up just like you did, who had the same skills that you had. So what's going to separate you from them and everybody else? I mean, what's going to separate you from everybody else at this level? Since everybody has a lot of the same ingredients that you have, what's going to make you different? Here's the answer. It is the choice that you make, the decision that you make to go to a higher level. Because the decision you make to go to a higher level is going to lead to what? If you listen to this show enough, you've heard me talk about what follows a decision that makes it an actual real decision. It's not a real decision just because you said it. It's not a decision just because you listened to a podcast about it. It's not a decision just because you wrote it down. It's a decision because you acted on it. So when you make a decision, when you make the choice to take yourself to a higher level than everybody else who's around, everybody else who's doing the same thing, you will then subsequently, and this is just by rule, you will take actions that back up that decision, that back up that choice, and that's what's going to separate you from everybody else. Now, you may be wondering, because I would wonder when I first thought about this years ago, I thought about, well, if the only thing, and this is the important point, I want you to really catch what I'm about to tell you right here. If everybody has game, right? Everybody in this certain space has game. We could be talking sports, business, whatever. If the only thing that separates one person who has game from the other 100 people who have game, if the only differentiator is making a decision, how is that really a differentiator? You know what I'm saying? I mean, anybody can make a decision, right? If I make a choice to go to a higher level, what if the other 100 people who moving myself ahead of and separating myself from, what if they make a choice to go to a higher level at the exact same time? What's going to keep me from being equal to them all over again if they make the exact same decision? Well, here's the answer. First of all, most people will not make that decision, because one reason they won't make the decision is because it never occurs to them that they can go to a higher level. The thing in life, when people move up and get promoted and take things to another level, is that there are these complacency plateaus. That's a good phrase right there that I just made up. Complacency plateaus, that people get to a certain point and they're like, you know what? I'm good right here. I've achieved this amount. I'm at this level. I'm making this much money. I have this many followers. I got this certain job title. You know what? I'm cool if I stay here for the rest of my career, life, whatever it happens to be. That's a complacency plateau. They get there and they're good. I'm complacent with this. And complacent doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing, people. Some people just decide, you know what, I'm good where I'm at, and I just want to stay here. And that's okay. Not everybody's going to go to the highest level. It's okay. You don't need to go out and preach to everybody, hey, listen to this episode that Dre put out so we can go to it. Everybody don't want to do it. And if you try to force it on somebody, understand they're going to just push back against you. Don't try to force them this on them. Everybody doesn't want to do this. First of all, one reason why the decision separates you is, number one, a whole bunch of people never even consider going to that level because they're okay being where they're at. And another reason is when people realize what actions would be required to back up that decision, they change their minds quickly about that decision. They don't want to make that decision anymore when they realize what actions they would have to take to actually make that decision real. Oh, I would have to do that. I would have to do that. I would have to get up what time? I would have to work how many hours? I would have to make what sacrifices? I would have to make what kind of investment in my business and in myself? I would have to go to what? I would have to read what? They don't want to do it. Once they realize what it actually required of them to go to that level, they don't want to do it anymore. I remember reading a story. I talked about Kobe a lot on this show many times, especially recently. But Kobe, one year, I believe it was, I don't know what year, maybe 2010, 2011. Kobe Bryant he was building a family. I mean, he's married, and I think he has, I don't know how many kids, 3 kids, something like that. But this one summer, obviously being a father, Kobe has some familial responsibilities outside of just being a basketball maniac. His family went to Disney World. And every single day while they were in Disney World, I think they went to Disney World, who knows, for a week or whatever it was. And of course, if any of you ever been to Disney World, and if you haven't, understand this, it's a whole day thing. You don't go to Disney World for like 3 hours. You go to Disney World, you get there in the morning, and you're there all day, literally all day. Don't plan anything else the day that you go to Disney World. Or if you go for a couple days, you're there all day, all of those days. Kobe Bryant still wanted to work on his game because he still wanted to be the best basketball player in the world while still being a good father and spending time with his kids at Disney World. So how was he going to do this? It was a conundrum for Kobe. How am I going to maintain my work ethic and keep working on my game and make sure I'm doing what I got to do dedicated to my job while still spending time with my wife and my kids here at Disney World? So Kobe decided, very simply, I'll just get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and work on my game. And then at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll be ready to meet with my kids and go to Disney World. We'll have breakfast, then we'll go to Disney World all day, go to sleep. And then tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll get up and work on my game again. Simple. Problem solved. Done. 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, I'm not telling you that you got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but what if you had to? What if I told you that taking yourself to the next level in what you do would require you to start getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning? You in or you out? What if I told you that in order for you to go to the next level, you had to read 5 books a month? Are you in or are you out? What if I told you, for you to become the type of writer that you want to be, you need to write 500 words a day, every single day for the next 5 years? Are you in or are you out? See, this is the reason, it's going back to the point, if a decision, a choice, if that's the only thing that separates one person from everybody else who had the same level of skill, how is it that a choice is, it just sounds so simple, right? Oh, it is a decision. I can go to the next level. Well, why can't everybody go to the next level? It's because there's something involved with a decision. All right, the decision is not just talking about it. It's not just thinking about it. It's not just Instagramming it. It is the effort that goes behind it. It is the commitment that goes behind it. It is the sacrifice that goes behind it. It is the investment that goes behind the decision that scares a bunch of people off. First of all, some people don't even know that they can make a decision to go to the next level, therefore they never do it. You're not aware of something, you can't take advantage of it, right? And the other thing is, there are people who know very well that they can go to that next level, they just don't do it. Many episodes ago, I told this story. When Shaquille O'Neal was in college, he went to Louisiana State University, and he had a teammate when he first got there, this guy named Stanley Roberts. And Stanley Roberts was 7 feet tall. He was about the same size as Shaq, just as big as Shaq, and he was just as good as Shaq, apparently. I never saw Stanley Roberts really play. He was a little bit older. But Stanley was the man at LSU, the big guy on the team when Shaq came to LSU. Now, Shaq wasn't as big as he ended up being in the NBA when he first got to college. He was coming out of high school. He was a skinnier guy. So Stanley Roberts used to kick Shaq's ass in practice. This is Shaq's words. Shaq said this in his book, that I would play against Stanley Roberts in practice and Stanley would just kick my ass, dominate, at least when he got mad. This is what Shaq said. If Stanley Roberts got mad, he would just dominate and destroy everybody in practice. Nobody could stop him. I couldn't stop him. It was just forget about it. Stanley Roberts dominated. But other than that, Stanley Roberts was just okay with being okay. He was just okay with being an average player. And this is the reason why I brought up Stanley. He went to the NBA. He didn't play long in the NBA, which is why even if you're an NBA fan, you may never have heard of Stanley. But one night, I believe he was playing for the LA Clippers. They were playing against the Chicago Bulls. And this is Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, championship-winning Chicago Bulls. And this particular night, I don't even remember if they won the game or lost the game. But Stanley Roberts was just kicking the Bulls' ass this night, dominating. He's dunking on them. He's scoring all kinds of points, blocking shots, grabbing rebounds. He was just dominating the entire action of the game. And after the game, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen ran up on Stanley Roberts after the game, and they got in his face. You know what they said to him? They didn't say, why'd you dominate us like that? They said, do you know how rich and famous you would be just off playing basketball if you played like that every single night? Because they saw in Stanley, okay, now that you did that, now we know that you can do it. So it's not like you're not capable. Now, sometimes people just don't have the skill. Right, there's some players who just don't have the skill to do certain things. They're doing as much as they can possibly do, and that's all you're going to get out of that person. But there's some people out there who are doing a certain amount, but they could do a whole lot more if they decided to bring it every single time. If they decided they were going to do a whole lot more, but they just don't make the decision either because they're unaware or they just choose to not do it. What did I say Shaq said about Stanley Roberts? He was okay with just being okay. It's not like he was unaware he could dominate. I mean, look, Shaquille O'Neal became Shaquille O'Neal. Stanley Roberts, look, he used to kick Shaq's ass in practice. It's not like he didn't know he could do that. It's just he decided he didn't want to. Now, I don't know what Stanley said as a response to that, and I don't know what he did his next game after that. Probably not much, because like I said, most of you probably never even heard of him, but you heard of Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan said to him, yo, you know how much money you can make if you play like that all the time? What separates people is the decision to go higher, which leads to the action. A decision is not as easy as talk. It sounds easy. It sounds so easy. Just make a decision, right? But it's the actions behind it to separate people. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality. If you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 days to discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three. Today's topic is greatness is never an accident. The leap. When you take that leap and you go to that next level like Jay-Z did, like Bill Simmons talks about all the time, that leap is not something that happens to you. It's not something that happens to you. It's not like, okay, when I get to a certain age, I'm going to go to this next level. Or when I get on this team, or when I get this coach, or if I hire this trainer, or if I get this program, or if I read this book, if I listen to this podcast, if I watch this YouTube video, I'm going to go to the next level. That's not how it works. It does not matter what your skill is. Doesn't matter your location, your age, your resources, your lack of resources. The leap, ladies and gentlemen, is a decision. All capital letters. D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N. Decision. Absent a decision, the leap is impossible. If you want to be great at what you do, if you don't make a decision to be great at what you do, it is impossible for you to be great. Nobody becomes great by default. Let me repeat myself. Nobody becomes great by default. You must make a decision that you're going to be great. And when you made the decision, your actions must follow it up. It's not a decision if you don't have any actions following up what you said you're going to do, or what you thought about doing, or what you wrote down. It is impossible without making the decision to do it and the actions that make that decision real and not just a bag of air, just words. Let's recap today's topic, which is greatness is never an accident. Number one, being great, going to another level, taking a leap. This is not a requirement. You don't have to do this. All right, just in case you didn't know, this is optional. You do not have to do this. You can be very successful at what you do without ever doing this. You can be a star. You can be good. You can make money, but you just won't be great. You got to decide if you want to do this or not. It is a choice. It is 100% an option. Number two, at the professional level of what you do, everybody has skill, education, experience, and a lot of whatever else makes you good. Everybody has it. There's a lot of people that have. You're not the only one who has it. You are not just the most skilled person there. Even if you think you are, you're not that much more skilled. At the pro level, everybody got skill. What separates people is the choice to go higher, and that choice leads to taking actions. And point number three, the leap. Going to that next level, becoming great at what you do, becoming legendary at what you do is not something that happens to you. It's not something that happens when you go to a certain place, you get a certain age, you develop a certain skill, you get a certain amount of money. It's not something that just happens to you just because of these external things. The leap, taking things to the next level, going to becoming great, becoming a legend of what you do is a decision that you make. And absent this decision, the leap is impossible. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at dreallday.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.